A picture showing a woman giving the finger to President Trump's motorcade, as you see on Bone TV up there, snapped by a White House photographer traveling with the president as he left the golf course in Sterling, Virginia, went viral almost immediately. The woman's name is Julie Briskman. Her employer, government contractor Akima LLC, wasn't so happy about the photo. They fired her over it. In an interview with the HuffPost, Briskman, a 50-year-old mother of two, said she was stunned that someone had taken the picture of her giving Trump the middle finger. As the photo circulated online, Briskman decided to tell her employer's HR department what was happening when she went to work on Monday. By Tuesday, her bosses called her into a meeting and said she had violated the company's social media policy by using a photo as her profile picture on Twitter and Facebook. She said, they said, we're separating from you. Basically, you cannot have lewd or obscene things in your social media, so we're calling, flipping him off of obscene. Briskman, who worked in the marketing and communications department for over 6 months, says she emphasized to the executives that she wasn't on the job at the time the incident happened and stuff, but it doesn't matter.
She's gonna sue.
Well, Virginia is an employment at will state, meaning employers can fire people anytime for any reason.
Yeah. We'll ask Dom about that a little later.
You can sue for any time for any
trust
reason.
Trust me, I know. Yeah. No, we'll ask Dom about it because here's the deal. She can probably find a reason to say that they were stifling her freedom of speech. And she's certainly allowed by law to do what she did there. And I don't even mind it. You don't like the guy? You want to give him the finger? Give him the finger. It's harmless. Doesn't hurt anybody. Rather than give him the finger than try to go beat him up or do something like that, you know, like that guy who attacked Rand Paul. You got to know where to draw the line. And if you want to, I think that's ridiculous.
But
let
it's
it
also,
go.
You're a 50-year-old woman that works for a company and stuff, and you give him the finger and you get fired for it. Well, you give him the finger, and they don't want that.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I disagree with this one. I really do. And I know all you people are always like, you love Trump. Yeah, you also love the rules of this country, and you should be able to express. It's the reason why this country is so great. You should be able to give them the finger. You should be able to kneel. Whether it's disgraceful or not, you have the right to do so. So,
speaking of rules, the NFL suspended Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Mike Evans one game for his blindside hit on New Orleans Saints quarterback Marshon Lattimore.
Oh, no, now we may not win.
Which led to a sideline scuffle on Sunday. A source told ESPN Evans will appeal the suspension. If the suspension stands, Evans will miss Sunday's game against New York Jets and will be eligible to return to the Buccaneers active roster on November 13th.
These are my favorite things. I mean, obviously it's not going to happen with Mike Evans because he's a great receiver, but no Jameis. Jameis is not going to play this weekend.
Right.
This is my favorite time. Oh, Evans had to sit out because he got suspended, but man, his backup is just phenomenal. All of a sudden, everybody's like, Mike Evans, too. That's how it happens.
Yeah,
how it
Fitzpatrick
starts.
To whoever, you know. Bucks quarterback Jameis Winston will be sidelined for a couple of weeks. They said he has an upset tummy from eating all the W's.
I'm just going to say he swallowed too many W's.
Coach Dirk Cutter announced Monday. Winston re-injured his right shoulder in Sunday's loss to the New Orleans Saints. Cutter's announcement came after Winston's latest MRI Monday and the Bucks' internal discussion about shutting him down to allow the shoulder to heal. He suffered the initial injury on October 15th in their loss to Arizona, and then the Bucks are now 2-6. They're 0-4 since Winston got hurt. They face New York Jets 1 p.m. Sunday at Raymond James Stadium.
Yep. Well, good luck. I'll be at that game.
Yeah.
You're not going to win.
Well, you know. You can wear your Fitzpatrick jersey.
I know. I don't have a Fitzpatrick jersey.
Probably get one. So I don't know if you heard about this. Tony Romo and Deion Sanders.
Oh, I love it.
So Tony Romo made fun of Deion Sanders about how bad he was at tackling whenever he played. Here is actually the audio clip of Tony Romo talking about that.
Peters doesn't want to tackle. That's one of the things I'm telling you. He's really good out there at the corner off coverage, but in tackling...
Not his thing.
No, and he makes Deion Sanders look good at tackling sometimes.
Now, he evidently had made a comment before that, too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he had been on a show before where he had made a comment about Deion, but he seems to be doing it as kind of like tongue-in-cheek, kind of busting balls. But Deion didn't take it that way.
Yeah, so that was Tony Romo talking about that. And then Deion, and correct me if I'm wrong, Carmen, he clapped back, right? Is that what it's called? Clap back?
Clap back?
Yeah.
Tony Romo was calling the Cowboys Chief game, gave that. Well, Deion Sanders, not so happy about it. He was on the NFL Network's NFL Game Day Prime.
And did he clap back?
Yeah, he clapped back. We actually have some audio and video of Deion Sanders. Check this out. Here we go.
10 years as a starter, you're 2-4. In the playoffs. You ain't won nothing. I tried to bury the hatchet. Both of us worked for CBS. I went and shook your hand and said, Tony, you're doing a great job this year. I thought that would be it. But nevertheless, you keep on shooting at me. Tony, what's going on, man? I got a gold jacket that I didn't buy. Dak says hi. And bye. Tony, leave me alone, man. I got a lot of ammunition, man. How many interceptions? 19 in 2012? Come on, man. You threw to everybody but me. Tony, come on, man. You know you never won the big one. So stop, man. Leave me alone. I tried to take the high road, but I don't know the address.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really go after a guy who's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
A two-sport athlete.
Yeah.
You know, so he likes to hit girls every once in a while. But as far as his athletic ability, you can't go after him.
Right, and, you know, what, was he supposed to be a great tackler?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, then,
I bet Tony Romo's not a great tackler.
No, you're right. It's not his primary job.
Right, yeah, so, I don't know. But, so there you go, a little clap back from Deion Sanders. Speaking of
football, will Tony Romo respond to that?
No, I think he'll be like, oh, I was just kidding. And,
well, I think he better say something.
Really?
Because he looks like a big pussy right now.
But I think he will, probably is like.
All he did was say that Deion Sanders wasn't a good tackler, and he did it kind of as a joke. He said, oh, that guy looks like Deion Sanders trying to tackle. And then Sanders attacked him, said he threw 12 interceptions. Never won the Super Bowl, 19, dropped the Dak Prescott in there,
yeah.
And then said that he was in the Hall of Fame, and Tony never did anything, didn't win the big game. So now from Tony, I would be like, wow, yeah, I understand you like to beat up chicks and tried to kill yourself and all these things that he could say about Deion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe shoot him a tweet. Yeah, right? I don't know.
Dear Tony.
Papa John's CEO, John Schnatter.
Papa
picked up a whole new customer base when he criticized the NFL for not stopping players from protesting. Unfortunately, that base was white supremacists. Papa comments have been embraced by the alt-right, including the Daily Stormer, a website that referred to the NFL as, quote, Negro Felon League.
Oh.
A Stormer columnist even suggested that Papa John's is the official pizza of the alt-right. And now Papa says he doesn't want that at all. He said he realizes that there's something worse than being associated with the NFL. Their public relations guy released a statement saying, quote, we condemn racism in all forms and any and all hate groups that support it. We do not want these individuals or groups to buy our pizza. Listen, if I'm in Hollywood, Joey's great. Got the swastika.
The pepperoni.
Pepperoni. Yeah, of course you don't want them coming out and saying they're the official pizza of the alt-right and stuff and everything. You still want their money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care who's buying it.
Right.
I just love how it just totally flipped on Papa. Just woke up one morning and was like, oh, God, what have I done?
It is not working well for Papa.
Yeah. Well, he should keep his mouth shut.
Well, think about it, though. I think Papa's doing just fine.
Yeah. I don't know, man. All those stores start falling apart. They say they're down.
Okay. But it's, you
I'm
know,
just kidding.
Yeah. He's already got millions and millions and millions of dollars. He could just go, I'm done.
Yeah.
And sell them for half of what they're worth and still make another bazillion dollars. Director of the World Bird Sanctuary.
Can I jump back for a second?
Yes.
Papa John's has spent all his money in the NFL, better pizza, better ingredients, Papa John's, Peyton Manning. Mm. Those are his things. Domino's keeps trying to do something too. We've tore down our restaurant. Now we have a lobby. Stop. We've done this.
Now we're just Domino's. We're not Domino's Pizza.
Right. Because we have so many more. Yeah. And they couldn't be Domino's when they first opened because Domino's Sugar had the, so they must have paid for it. Domino's, listen to me. Do you like Burger King? Burger King should just be like, hey, we're number two.
Right.
We have better burgers because we flame broil them. They taste better, but we know marketing wise we're number two. Mm-hmm. So Domino's should just be, their slogan should be, hey, Domino's. It's pretty good for pizza.
What about this?
It's pretty good for fast food pizza.
What about this? Domino's, we're not that busy right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Papa John's is busy.
Yeah.
Call out, like, they're, no, wait, what do they say, 45 minutes to an hour? Probably about 35 minutes.
Domino's, that's all right. Yeah. That's their slogan. Domino's, that's good sometimes.
Domino's, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Domino's, we got bubbles in our pizza.
You like pizza bubbles?
Yeah, I love pizza bubbles.
You
and,
do?
And they have
just
the
a little kid.
And they have the best pizza bubbles.
Why? I wonder why.
I don't know. I don't know.
Everybody used to ask me when I worked at Domino's when I was a kid and was a freshman in high school if Domino's microwaved their pizza.
Oh,
they first of all don't understand the technology of microwaving. It would cook your pizza from the inside out, which really doesn't have an inside anyway. And no, they put it on a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
So that it cooks over time as it's moving, so that you can constantly put more pizzas in there. We had like four conveyor belts going.
Domino's, average ingredients, average pizza.
Yeah, Domino's. Look how cheap we are.
Yeah,
that's what Little Caesars should be. Little Caesars should be pizza, so cheaper.
Yeah,
that should be their slogan.
That $5 hot and ready is fantastic.
Dude.
Is that the one that gives you two pizzas? What's the one that gives you two in the one package? Yeah, it's Little Caesars.
No.
Well, I don't know.
No,
Hungry Howie's.
Oh, Hungry Howie's is good, too.
Hungry Howie's is not good. It's terrible.
I like
but they're
Hungry
like,
Howie's.
Hungry Howie's. Two pizzas.
Yeah, you're taking more pizza.
Hungry Hour Square, two pizzas.
Yeah, there used to be a place called, I don't think it was a national chain, but it was called Doubles.
Oh.
And whatever you ordered, you got two of them.
Oh.
And it was the price of one, basically.
That's like Maggiano's.
Because like a pizza, so a large cheese pizza with the box and everything costs about $1, $1.50,
right?
Something like
it's like
that.
$20 from some places,
right? Yeah, and then you throw some ingredients on there, you know, a handful of pepperoni or much, and they charge what $1.50 per
easily.
Topping or something like that. Then you got a little tax on there and the delivery charge.
Fee, yeah. When's the last time you went to Maggiano's?
Oh, it's been a while.
Maggiano's is great. The chicken parm for lunch. The lunch chicken. Okay, what now? You get to take something home.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh,
you get to take you pick from column B. You get to take something from column A home for dinner. I'm like, so I'll take the chicken parmesan for lunch and the baked ziti for dinner. Okay, and then when you leave, they hand you a bag. You're like, this is the where were you when I was single and I was living with Pete and all we ate were crackers.
So the director of the World Bird Sanctuary, Tyra,
not local,
not local, not state, not United States, world. Has resigned after being charged with what? What could this guy have done?
Not molesting a bird, please.
Oh.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
No? That's not it.
He also is in the midst of sexual harassment scandals.
Mm. With the birds? Was he hurting the birds?
He touches me.
Was he hitting them?
No.
Okay.
I will tell you this. It has nothing to do with birds.
Oh, that's a shame. Okay. Hate birds.
He was one of those pizza-eating racists.
The director of the World Bird Sanctuary has resigned after being charged with flashing his junk to people next to a Redbox dispenser in Missouri. Woodpecker.
What makes you do that?
I don't know.
What makes you do that when you got a job and a...
Maybe you're really proud of it. Maybe like, check it out. Like, seriously, everybody.
Like, I just imagine that's what the voices are telling you to do, is they're like, come on, take it out, flash these people. And you're like, I can't!
Or they get some sort of gratification out of it, you know?
Well, my wife and I saw one time at the 7-Eleven near my house.
Yeah, I remember you saying.
There was a guy who conveniently cut a hole in his jeans, and so when he walked, the stuff dangled out, and we were amazed by it. We couldn't leave. We were like, this is the best.
It's the best.
Because I'm like, look, he's sneaking out. And my wife's like, you think he's doing it on purpose? Like, oh, of course he's doing it. He made like five trips in front of the 7-Eleven.
Oh, man.
So weird.
People are weird. Matt, good morning.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Matt.
I wanted to talk about the freedom of speech, the girl flipping off the president.
Yeah,
I think what you're doing, along with so many other people, is confusing freedom of speech with never being consequences. Freedom of speech means she would have been arrested.
No,
but she
hold on. First of all, you're accusing me of confusing something, and I'm certainly not. I know she's illegally allowed to do it. What I'm saying is her free speech is she is causing her to lose her job here. For something that she did that is not illegal. She didn't do anything that was wrong, and it's causing her to lose her job. Therefore, it is infringing on her free speech.
No, it doesn't.
It absolutely is.
She's still allowed to flip off the president.
Right.
She just can't work for a company.
Why?
Because that's their code of conduct.
But why? Like, but why? How did she wasn't in? She wasn't in a uniform. She wasn't representing the company that day. She wasn't like what? What? So you're telling me that the company that fired her, that company doesn't believe in free speech?
No, that company does believe. Well, I
clearly they don't. Clearly they don't. They don't allow you to practice your most basic right to express to your government that you don't like them by giving them a hand gesture. She didn't threaten to kill them. She didn't violate any rules. She just said,
Tony Burton, your super agent, if there are code of conduct clauses in your contract.
Absolutely. And you know what they are?
Yes.
I don't have to ask my agent what my code of conduct clauses are. I can't do anything illegal. I can't get arrested. Have you ever seen my timeline on social media? I can say whatever I want.
I bet you $1,000, if you had been photographed flipping off Obama, you would have been fired.
You are so wrong about that. You are so wrong. I understand what you're saying, and I know you're not being belligerent, but how long have you listened to this show? Have you heard some of the things that I've said to people in prominent spots? You should have heard some of the things I've said to the people who run this company. This company is 100% behind us when it comes to free speech.
But you're mistaking freedom with code of conduct for an employer.
I'm not confusing. What I'm saying is that I don't understand why they would fire her when all she was doing was exercising her basic right of free speech. She was not doing it in a company uniform. She was not doing it as an employee of their company.
You can't even see her face.
Yeah, she was not saying...
But she publicized it, and it brought unwanted negative publicity to the company.
Then, in my opinion, they should have said to her, "By putting this on your social media and celebrating it, you are now bringing unwanted attention against us. Please take it down." That's where I think they should have drew the line. And if she said no at that point, then they could say, "Now we'd have to let you go."
All I'm saying is that she did not have her freedom of speech impinged upon. But let me change subjects.
By the government, she didn't, but in the long run...
That's all that's guaranteed. That's all that the Constitution guarantees.
I know, but it hurts because she's not able to...
Let the public do the rest of it. The Constitution just protects what the government can and can't do to you. It allows the public sector to decide the rest.
Yeah, and unfortunately, in this situation... I believe that they, by the company firing her because of it, and I don't know necessarily if they gave her a warning or asked her to take it down.
Well,
did they?
She had violated the company's social media policy
by
using the photo as her profile picture on Twitter and Facebook. So she violated a policy that whenever she was fired, I mean, when she was hired, she signed everything and said yes and understand and read the thing and all that stuff. So she violated a policy and she was fired. Just like had she stolen from the company, they would have fired her.
But that's way different. She committed a crime there.
It is different. Okay, if she would have used foul language to a coworker or said something aggressive or something inappropriate or anything.
Still, I get what you're saying, but at that point, if you're harassing another coworker, you're borderline committing a crime. In this case, she did no crime. She just did something that the company deemed embarrassing.
She just violated the policy.
All right.
Yeah,
I
understand.
And in my mind, that is one step closer to infringing on her freedom of speech. I understand what you're saying, sir.
She doesn't have to work there. She doesn't have to work there.
She can work at a million other companies and flip the president off all day. This particular company, their policy is you can't do that.
Right. Why can't you do that?
Because they don't want to be involved in that type of stuff.
It's their company, not yours.
But she wasn't working at the time.
You're still a representative, regardless. Yeah. Yeah, you certainly are. You certainly are. You're a representative of where you work for.
Hey, you're right, sir, but I don't like it.
Calvin, one more thing.
Yeah.
While I'm online to talk about this, you did that story on the World Bird Sanctuary, and my head exploded. My best friend is the assistant director of the World Bird Sanctuary.
He just got a raise.
Yeah.
And I know, and I have three birds from them. I do a wildlife education show, and I have three birds that were bred there. And you do that story, and I'm like running to my computer to Google that.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe your friend's going to get the top spot now.
Yeah, I know. That's who I'm calling as soon as I hang up here.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Thank you for the call, sir.
Love everybody. Bye.
Thank you, pal.
Thank you.
He's right. He's right where legally your free speech is the government is just can't decide what you can say. However, I only think some of these companies don't want you to do that because they're afraid of the government. That's the last thing I need is to get audited.
It's just bad press and, you know, all that type of stuff. They just don't want to be involved with any of that.
And like you said yesterday, when you start talking about politics, the company said that you alienate half of your listeners. So probably...
What company didn't say that?
Well, but someone said that to you, and yeah. You said that yesterday. So I'm sure that companies feel the same way. Regardless, your politics or their politics, you're
alienating someone. My politics, especially during the election, complete opposite of this company. Never said a word to me. I worked for CBS and they kind of would drop subtle hints about how I should be more supportive of George Bush when he was president. And nobody ever said, you can't say this or you can't do that. But they were like, hey, you're on a country station. You should probably. And I was like, nope, not happening. No, and no place ever threatened to fire me or anything like that. You know, it's just you should be able to express your opinion. Like if Spanish on the weekend wanted to go and be. As long as it wasn't like a hate group, if you were going to go somewhere, if I found out on the weekends you went to some group that was not a hate group, but you were, even if you were just an anti-Trump group movement, I couldn't do anything about it. I couldn't, yeah. You'd be an embarrassment to me.
But what if I was posting pictures on social media of like, you know, big anti-Trump, and granted, we didn't have swastikas and stuff, but there was a lot of the same haircut.
See, here's my situation with that is that you are so closely associated with me that maybe I would feel some sort of repercussion from that. If the company, this giant big Cox company, would they feel so threatened by that? Well, yeah, because you're representing. Shut up, Spanish. Amy, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show. Hey, when Matt was right. Yes, Amy.
I actually had to fire one of my associates, something she put on social media.
What? Give me an idea of what she said.
She basically held up a sign that was not so appropriate. It said some very dirty words.
You'd say, show me your T's?
Kind of something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And she, on her Facebook page, it said that she worked for our company. We are, we were a worldwide company. It's not something that was small, but
yeah.
Because she represented us, we had to fire her because of it.
You can't give her the option to take that down. You can't give her a first reminder and say, hey, when you do something silly like that, you're representing the country, the company, because you put it on your Facebook page that you do it. Like, you can't give her like a warning on that.
It was in our code of conduct that she signed that she, it said right on there that your social media and things that you do are a representation of our company.
Question, had she been an outstanding employee, like she was breaking records and doing just the best job ever, would you guys give it a warning? Or was she kind of just, man, you guys
time
are like...
Time for her
yeah.
to go.
It was like, oh.
And that was part of it, where yeah. She wasn't an outstanding employee, but she wasn't a bad employee either. She was just kind of the run-of-the-mill... We were part-time,
right.
Part-time kids. She was 18. We 18-year-old kids, and that's just the role of the money. They just had to do it. They have that code of conduct, and they have to abide by it for everybody, or it's going to be, you can't single out one person and say, okay, we're give you a warning, but this person who's a crappy employee, we can't give them a warning. We're going to have to fire them. We have the same standard across the board for everybody.
I bet you more companies... I bet you more companies are using that as a way to get rid of the people that they didn't know how to fire, and we never liked Shirley anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure it happens more now, though, that social media is such an output for your opinions and everything, and it's become so political out there. But this happened a couple of years ago for her, and I can only imagine what it's doing now for everybody else.
Yeah.
But when you're that kind of a company, I worked for, I worked for Bright House. I don't work there anymore. And that's what it was, is you represented that company, and you have to be able to understand that you're putting yourself out there as someone who works there, and they're going to take notice of that.
All right. I appreciate the call. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at my social media right now. I'm looking at my Facebook to see who I would have to fire today. Bob Andelman, you would be fired, if you're listening. Not because I want to, or I don't think that you're allowed to. I just can't say some of the things that you're saying on here, Bob, if you're listening. I don't know if I might have to fire Victoria because she's got a picture of herself in a bikini.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Looks a little.
Can you imagine if people on social media had to have their actual picture and name and stuff?
What do you mean? Oh, like on Twitter?
Yeah, like on Twitter. I mean, you know, because it's just that faceless, I can say whatever I want, Wild West.
Yeah.
And then imagine if they had to have your name, your face, the company you work for. Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why it's like almost like a joke that you So you could look at most of your haters on Twitter and you go, oh, jobless, living in their mother's basement. I know that our guy, the one who hates us the most, has got like 50 accounts at all just about hating me, does, in fact, has an arrest record, lives with his mother and all stuff. Like, when you get those losers, though, there's no consequences there.
Oh, yeah.
There's
no
one to say.
Yeah.
You know, we know who he is.
The people like that, and you go, oh, who is this guy? You know who he is? He's exactly who you think
he
is. Yeah. Does anybody in this room, not Carmen, because I don't believe you have a... stuff that we have.
Well, you don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, actually, I do know. Okay. I do know. Does anybody have one that bends?
Like a Peroni's bend? Yeah. Like Clinton?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I got a little bit of a scoop hook from...
Scoop hook?
Sometimes?
Yeah,
from,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
Just kidding.
Men with a bent penis have a significantly increased risk from several cancers. That's according to a new study. It found that it brought a higher risk of testicular cancer by 40%, melanoma by 29%, and stomach cancer by 40%. Jesus. Researchers from Texas suggest a gene that may trigger crooked penises could also be linked to the development of tumors. The condition that's known as Peyronie's disease, which is estimated to affect up to 7% of males. These findings were presented at the American Society for Reproductive Medicine.
That's what Bill Clinton had.
Yeah, so if you have that, you definitely have a higher increased risk of several cancers, so you may want to go and get checked out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you, you weren't there, Mike. You didn't get to hear it. Spanish, were you there? I don't know whether you heard this or not when I was on the cruise. Why is this not playing?
Oh, no. Oh,
damn it.
I was on the cruise.
Oh, I was there.
Yeah, it's my bad.
I'll never forget that evening.
It's not working out. Anyways, I did a little see ya. No big deal.
Oh, you're saying?
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Somebody was trying to sell some nude pictures of Sia.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you.
No.
Singing Sia.
So she beat them to the punch by posting one of them on her Twitter that shows her full naked booty. We have the picture up there on Bone TV. There she is, a little chandelier. Oh, how do you like that?
That's not so bad. A little dense in it, but I like it.
She said, quote, save your money. Here it is for free. Every day is Christmas, which works out perfectly because she gets to hype her new album, which happens to be titled Every Day is Christmas.
Hey, I like that. She's like, I won't show my face, but take a look at my ass.
Yeah, right?
Who cares?
Hide that face, by the way.
I like that. I like a natural butt.
Yeah,
I like that. I believe I may have your video of you singing.
Oh yeah,
from the cruise. Let me see. There's no. Maybe I don't, Calvin.
Oh, well.
Too bad. It was a classic.
Yeah, I think we saved it in time capsule.
It was on our Facebook page, but it seems to be gone.
On Sunday night, the night of the deadly mass shooting at Texas church, Marilyn Manson took to the stage in San Bernardino, California, and pointed a fake rifle at the crowd.
That's smart.
Yeah, the rifle had a microphone on it. We actually have some video on Bone TV, so he could sing into it. He was in a wheelchair because he was injured in September after a stage prop fell on him. That stage prop was a huge gun. San Bernardino, of course, was the site of a deadly shooting that killed 14 people less than 2 years ago. Obviously, it's Manson trying to be controversial and stuff. He released a statement yesterday explaining his motives. He said, quote, this is an act of theater, an attempt to make a statement about how easily accessible semi-automatic weapons are and how seeing them has become normalized. My empathy goes out to anyone who has been affected by the irresponsible and reprehensible misuse of real guns.
But isn't it, if you have to explain it, it kind of ruins the whole, like, you know, your thing?
I gotta tell you,
cool.
I think Marilyn Manson should have hung it up like about 8 years ago.
Well, that's what got him where he's at now, is being controversial. And
right. But now,
so he's like, oh, keep doing it, milking it.
Yeah, but now it's just like, who's the old guy? What is he doing? Mm-hmm. It's weird.
The old guy.
Yeah, I don't like
it. He should have just put some blanks in it and open fire. And
yeah, you gotta do it. You might as well go all the way.
Right, though? I mean,
no, not right. That sounds like a terrible...
Make it shocking.
Terrible idea. You know, P. Diddy?
You mean Brother Love?
Oh, his name?
Brother Love.
No, yeah.
Butt Love.
Yeah, well, I guess that he realized that there is a wrestler named Brother Love.
Dude Love.
That he can't be doing any of that stuff. Here he is talking about his name change.
Again?
Is it still changed? Here he is. Look on Bone TV. Here we go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, today I've come to the conclusion that you cannot play around with the internet. Due to an overwhelming response from the media.
Wrestling fans.
Out there.
But Love.
And just due to there not wanting to be any confusion, I was only joking. Okay? I didn't change my name. It's just part of one of my alter egos. One of my alter egos is Love. But to set the record straight, because I have a lot of press to do the next couple of weeks. You can address me by any of my older names, and but if you still want to call me Love, you can call me Love, baby.
I'm just going to keep calling you Dummy. How about
that? Yeah, I'm not allowed to say the name. I want to call him.
Bad news. Ozzy Osbourne launching his farewell solo world tour next
On a
year.
Side note, I saw Ozzy Osbourne in 1994.
Yeah.
On a farewell tour.
Yeah, exactly. It'll probably be like a 2-year track. Even when it's over, Ozzy says he'll still perform some one-off shows here and there. So you're still going to be able to see Ozzy until he dies, which probably will be 108 years
old.
Yeah,
you'll be dead before Ozzy.
Yeah. Tyrese revealed that he received how much money from Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. The album cover is financials during his current legal battle with his ex-wife.
I didn't know they gave him any money.
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, more Will, gave him some money to help cover his financial...
Is Tyrese the one that's fighting with The Rock?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a picture of him and Will Smith up there on Bone TV. How much money? So he's buddy of yours.
$500,000.
$500,000.
Will Smith.
Yeah. That's a lot of money. Spanish?
I'm going to go... I mean, legal battles. I remember him crying on camera on TMZ.
He
I
was?
At least $1 million.
What,
million.
Is somebody going... What is, tell me what the deal is here. Why is he...
His baby mama... His wife won't give... let him see his children.
Oh. He's freaking out because he doesn't have any money, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
Carmen, how much do you think? Will Smith? Ooh. Jada Pinkett Smith? Breaking it off for Tyrese, how much?
Yeah.
Mike says half.
Oh, I didn't know Jada was involved, too. Yeah.
No, I'm going to go $100,000.
$5 million.
Are you serious?
Wow. That's according to Tyrese. The actor took to Instagram on Sunday to thank his friends for contributing along with a touching message. He said, "When we show up for each other, there's nothing we can't that can't be done. I repeat, nothing." That's the 38-year-old
With $5 million.
What? Yeah.
Don't they both come from poor neighborhoods? Couldn't they give maybe millions of dollars to some of these neighborhoods instead of Tyrese so he can get his kids back? I mean, seems a little...
Who's in movies who should have right. $5 million
Well, The Rock keeps taking the money away from him.
Yeah, but the thing about Will Smith is he started out poor, but then he moved in with his aunt and uncle and stuff.
In Bel Air.
Yeah, in Bel Air.
Yeah.
Because he got in a fight in the basketball court.
That's what
his mother didn't want him to get beat up.
Yeah. There is kids that are up to no good. So.
They were making trouble.
Yeah, right in his neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
So they moved him to his with his aunt and the uncle. Bel Air.
In the taxi.
Yeah. Had dice in the mirror.
Smell you later.
Right. So he's doing pretty well.
No. It seems like it. Seems like now Tyrese is also doing pretty well.
His uncle was a big judge.
It's not unusual to be loved by
his aunt had some sort of weird disease where she turned into a completely different woman.
Yeah.
A couple years after he was there. Totally crazy. Different woman. Pretty sure he banged his cousin.
No.
The little one.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, my Absolutely. God.
No. It's not.
Oh, Carlton.
Yeah, right?
Oh.
Yeah, that was the one.
I thought you meant to.
According to a recently amended lawsuit against the WWE, 3 more pro wrestlers have been posthumously diagnosed with CTE. An updated complaint former WWE wrestlers Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Dead.
Mr. Fuji.
I don't know if he's dead.
Yeah, because they
oh, they're all there also.
Posthumously. Okay, yeah. Mr. Fuji and Axel Rotten are named as suffering from CTE as a result of long-term
neurological. Does cocaine affect that at all?
Neurological damage during their careers.
Because Jimmy Snuka did a lot of cocaine.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whether that does CTE. CTE is more of a... Yeah.
And Axel Rotten wrestled in ECW where he got hit with chairs and baseball bats for 10 years.
Yeah.
I don't know how that became the WWE's fault.
Yeah, do they not have anything to do with that?
They didn't at the time, not when Axel wrestled for ECW. They bought ECW at one point, but not, you know, when Axel was already a name.
We may have to put you on the stand.
Yeah.
Figure this out.
I'm an expert witness.
Disney star Asher Angel will play Billy Batson in DC's Shazam movie. He's the kid who turns into Shazam. Shazam will be played by Chuck. Zachary Levi, who played Chuck.
I don't know.
We have a picture of...
So it's a kid's movie then?
It's always been a kid's movie.
No, it's not. It's not. That's like saying that Thor is a kid's movie.
Well, he turns into Shazam.
Right, but what I'm saying is they got a little kid, because he wasn't a little kid, he was a teenager when we were kids. So he's a little kid and he turned into Chuck with a cape. This is for little kids. This is like Dalvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, yeah. Shazam. I was thinking of Kazam with Shaq. I was like, what are you guys talking about?
So you thought Shaq played the first Kazam and that Chuck was going to play the second Kazam?
Yeah. I was very confused.
Some weird casting. Changes. Yeah. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Salted caramel Pepsi.
Nope.
Is now on sale in stores around the country as a new limited time holiday flavor. According to people who have tried it, it tastes like normal Pepsi as you drink it, and then the sweet aftertaste almost like butterscotch.
Gross.
If that's not enough liquid sugar for you, then there's also a new Mountain Dew flavor for the season called Holiday Brew, which is basically just a mix of regular Mountain Dew and Code Red.
So and Evergreen.
You got green and red.
Oh.
Yeah, Christmas. Holidays. Speaking of dying of eating and drinking things, the people at Hidden Valley just started selling kegs of ranch dressing. We have a picture on Bone TV. The kegs of ranch dressing.
Party ball, I can understand, but a keg is much too much.
Well, it's about 10 inches tall. Is what it is.
So it's like a pony keg.
Yeah, it's about 10 inches tall. They keep the dressing insulated and fresh, and the company says that each container has a year's supply of ranch. Half a year for me. Mm-hmm.
Challenge accepted.
Not during football season.
They only cost $50.
Oh.
So, not too bad, and you can get them at flavorgallery.com. Oh. So if you want to buy a keg of ranch for somebody for Christmas, that's where you go.
Mike, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, buddy?
I just want to throw in there about the whole social media and work. A few years ago, I used to work for the Ritz-Carlton, and when I went through orientation, they, you know, were very, very specific about social media and posting things and how it can affect your job. And I wasn't big into social media, so it didn't matter too much to me. But what I found out was a lot of these high-profile guests that stay at the Ritz-Carlton and other high chains like that.
Right.
They will actually look up the people who are serving them. So if you were a poolside server, they will get your name and they will look you up to make sure that you're a decent person and you're not a scumbag.
I would understand that especially if you're somebody that has a political background or somebody that's going to stay there for a little while. I can get that. You worked where? The one in Sarasota?
Yes.
You ever see Eddie Vedder over there?
I've seen a lot of people, and mostly MLB players being with the Orioles and stuff like that, because they had some kind of partnership with the Orioles. So I met a lot of the Orioles players back then.
Gotcha.
But I was a maintenance guy, so I wasn't as much in the picture. But still, I mean, I see that as a really big thing. And currently at the job I work right now is another high-profile company, and I'm not allowed to post anything or talk to the media about anything associated with my job or personal that will affect my job.
And that makes sense. Job-wise, if you're going to have a personal social media account, they would ask that you stay away from posting anything about your job. We don't hire you to be the social media guy. We hired you to fix things.
Exactly. And what I did for my own safety and my own, edification is I got rid of all personal social media. I don't have any social media at all. I don't have a reason to log into it. I don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah. He's got nothing to say since he had his job. All right. I appreciate the call, sir. Thank you. Yeah, if you want to keep your job, you have to look out that way. Joe, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Morning, Mike. I haven't talked to you in a long time, but
I've missed you.
I'm kind of confused about what you're talking about earlier. You can't freedom of speech. You can't yell fire if you're in the church. So you do know the reason behind that, right?
Of course I do. I'm not a dummy, sir. I don't know why you would ask me that.
I know you're not a dummy, but I work for a job. If you got a traffic ticket off work and you didn't tell your job, you'd be fired for that.
Does your job require you to drive?
Yes.
Well, doesn't that make a lot more sense? Your violation in traffic would be directly affected to your driver's license and your performance and the insurance that your company holds against you. It's two entirely different things. And it breaks a law.
Okay.
All right. I mean, look, I don't know how you would try to hit me with you can't scream in a movie theater and then tell me you broke a law and a work law that's directly affected to your job. I don't know what your point was, sir, but I still like you.
Did you know you can't yell fire in a church?
Are you sure?
In church you can. You can't yell in a crowded movie theater.
By the way, I was looking through my Twitter real quick while we were talking, just seeing people's opinions on this stuff. Mm-hmm. And this guy said, Joshua Hale said, of course, Galvin just agreed with the bird guy, Mike, saying you. And I said, why of course me? He's the one with the bird shirts. Like, is he confusing us or what? I don't understand.
Oh, you know.
No, I don't think I do.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.